I have a feeling this is going to be so much fun. We have finally moved out of the dorms and into an apartment. Aren't you glad to get away from our crazy old roommates? Even better, now that we live off campus, we don't have to deal with any college rules. We can do anything we want. I can't believe they wouldn't let us room together in the dorms, even though we're best friends, just because I'm a girl and you're a boy. I should have just pretended to be a boy from the start, so they would place us together. I'm such a tomboy, I can pull it off. Well, as long as I cover up my chest a little and wear baggy clothing so my hips don't give me away. Finally, we're going to spend our first night together as roommates. It will be like when we had sleepovers as kids, but it will be every night. We won't be in the same bedroom like those times, though. I call dibs on the big master bedroom. You can have the smaller bedroom, and we'll switch off every 6 months to keep things fair. So, first things first. I suppose we should be getting the sex out of the way. yeah, sex. I know you've heard of it. We had sex ed class together. The way I see it, we've got a few weeks or months as roommates before things start getting awkward between us. Mostly because of you. I've seen you looking at those other girls around campus. At some point in the future here, you're going to realize that I am a girl, too. Maybe it's when you accidentally walk in on me in the shower one day, or when I just happen to leave the bedroom door open a bit while I'm changing. Then the sexual tension starts to build, and slowly starts to get in the way of our friendship. I'd be oblivious to it at first, but you would wear me down with your stupid puppy dog eyes, and just by being so easily available. We'd end up having sex at some point or another, which would reset all of that tension. Then things would go back to normal. So, let's just skip all those months of growing weirdness at the beginning and go straight to the sex. Then we can order some pizza, finish unpacking the rest of the stuff, and call it a night. Sound like a plan? No, silly. Having sex won't make things weird between us. I just explained how not having sex would make things weird. But I can understand your hesitation. You're still thinking of me purely as a friend, and not as a woman. We've known each other for a long time, long before I had breasts or other curves. Plus, I don't act all girly. But I am a girl, so maybe a little visual aid would help? Like, I don't know, if I took off my shirt. Oh, look. Tits. Girl tits, even. And now I've done it. I've sparked the sexual tension. I can tell by the way you're staring intently at my tits and biting your lip. There's no going back now. Which is why I'm going to remove these tiny running shorts. You'd think my legs would have been enough to convince you I was a girl. Maybe if I had worn some heels. Well, I'd actually most likely fall and break my neck. But now, standing here, in just some panties, hopefully you can tell this is no boy's ass. In case you're not convinced, I think I'm actually going to take these panties off. You should now be convinced that I'm no boy. I'm a girl, a pretty hot one too. Well, at this point, I think it's obvious that we're going to fuck. Even if you were able to turn me down, you would not forget about me undressing for you, or get the image of my naked body out of your head. We'll end up doing it sooner or later. As I said before, it's better if it's sooner. There's so much less of a hassle that way. I don't have to lie awake at night hearing you masturbating, knowing damn well that I'm the one you're masturbating to. So, we fuck now, as kind of an icebreaker. If you're a good fuck, maybe we fuck again every few weeks just to keep the tension under control. So, are you going to bang this tomboy? I mean, look at me. I've got short hair, but other than that, I'm all girl. What kind of man doesn't want to fuck a girl that looks a little bit like a guy? Maybe your brain is still trying to process the breasts and pussy after thinking of me as just one of the guys all this time. So here, give me your hand. That, my friend, what you're touching is a breast. A pretty nice one too. Nice and soft, don't you think? Hey, you want to suck on one of my nipples? Sure you do. Here you go. To make sure you're convinced, move that hand of yours down between my legs. See? That's my bush. I trimmed it a little for the special occasion. If you move your hand farther down, then there's my pussy. Isn't this lesson more fun than sex ed class? I think you'll like the next chapter of this demonstration. My personal favorite, and perhaps soon to be yours. This is my clit. Just rub it nice and slow. Keep sucking on that nipple. Yes, that's good. What a good student. You're doing a pretty good job of making me wet. Wet enough to get one of your fingers inside me. I can see you're dying to feel every bit of me. You can go ahead. Oh yes. It just slid right in. Now, move it in and out a little, but use your thumb to keep rubbing my clit. That's it. I'll have you trained in no time. Now, put another finger inside of me. Good. Very good. Now, move both of them in and out. Oh, you're making me crazy wet now. Here, pry your lips off of my nipple, then pull your fingers out of me. Oh my god, see how they're just dripping with my juices? give them here. I'll lick them clean for you. Does that turn you on? Do you like a girl enjoying her own taste? Or is it the feel of my mouth sucking your fingers? Do you maybe have something else you'd like me to suck? Something that's been getting big and hard this entire time. Let me just kneel in front of you and pull your shorts down. Doing sexy stuff with me doesn't seem so weird now, does it? Let me just size up this bad, bad cock you have. I'll wrap this hand around the shaft while my other hand goes between my legs. My fingers aren't as big as yours, so I'll need to use three for the same effect. I'm just gonna keep fingering myself while I slowly go down on your cock. God, you're so fucking hard. And so big. I never thought I'd say this, but my mouth needs to be bigger. I'm making it work, though. You must have really been attracted to me since you got so fucking huge this fast. If I hadn't seduced you, you would have just been thinking about my tomboy body night and day. My goal is to get your cock as wet as my pussy is. I just don't think I have enough spit to make that happen. You taste so fucking good. I'm practically dripping wet, so why don't we just go ahead and fuck now? Your cock started throbbing harder once I said that. I'm gonna stop sucking your cock, right? About now. Oh, don't look so disappointed. You'll like this part next. I'm going to lie down on the floor here in our living room so we don't ruin our sheets. Plus, this way, when we're watching TV or gaming, I can point out this spot of the carpet and say, "Remember when you fucked my brains out right there?" It will be our little inside joke. But this is no joke. I need you on top of me and in me, Roomie. That's the way this tension-busting thing works. If we stopped now, especially with just a blowjob, that would make things worse. You'd be craving my pussy. Not having it would just drive you nuts. And trust me, my pussy is sweet, tight, and wet, and so, so ready to be filled. So, I'm just going to let you have it, just to get rid of the tension. Now, hurry up and just get on top of me. Good. Now, the next part is, whoa, dude, were you just trying to kiss me? This is not that kind of relationship. I'm not the romantic type. I'm the banging on the floor type. Let's not complicate this with something that might lead to love. If you're looking to touch two body parts together, don't do it with our lips. Just push that cock against my pussy. Yes, right on target. Let me move my legs farther apart for you. Can you feel my pussy opening up a bit for the head of your cock? Dude, that's totally your cue. Start cramming that bad boy into this bad girl. Good. You're starting to go in. You're in enough now to make it easy just to slide the rest of the way. So go for it, lover boy. Yes, that's a good start. I'm so wet and our fingers already got me pretty ready. But your cock is so much bigger. Not that I'm complaining. Quite the opposite, really. Now, isn't my pussy everything I promised it would be? But to really have fun, you're gonna need to fuck me a hell of a lot harder. I'm not fragile. Well, look who's rising to the challenge. I'm ready for more. Fuck me harder. Fuck my tomboy pussy harder and deeper. Yes. I'm just going to get louder and louder until you risk getting a noise violation on our very first day. But I don't care. I don't think you do either. Am I right? Oh, fuck. Sorry about the scratches on your back. I just can't help it. It's just that I kind of love your cock. But remember, Loving your cock is not the same thing as being in love with you. I'm just in love with the idea of you busting a load of baby makers into me. Relax, I'm on birth control, dude. Like either of us needs that complication right now. Babies are worse than love for messing up people's lives, especially in college. So don't worry about stuff like that and focus on pouring as much cum into me as, oh, as you can. Yes. All right. There. Oh. Fuck. I'm going to come soon. Hurry up, or you're going to miss a train on this O train, dude. Never mind. There you are, ramming that cock into me. Give me that hot, delicious eruption of cum. Oh, you know I can't resist that. Well, all that tension is gone now. We can go back to just being roommates and best friends without wondering what screwing the other would be like. Aren't you glad we got that out of the way? Now, I'm going to shower while you order the pizza, then pay for the pizza, and then watch me eat most of the pizza. Because apparently, fucking you makes me really, really hungry afterward. So buy two pizzas if you want any. Oh, and I did let you fuck me, so buy me some wings and dessert pizza too. Sure, it's a bit expensive, but girlfriends aren't cheap, you know? Yes, girlfriend. It's just easier than to say friend with benefits or fuck buddies. I'm a girl, and I'm your friend, and we occasionally fuck, but never kiss. Unless I'm drunk or something. I think under those circumstances, you're more likely to get anal than kissing. Which is to say, not at all likely. I know you might develop feelings for me. What with all that sex and stuff? So maybe if I do some girlfriend experience stuff with you, that will help keep those thoughts down. Just like screwing will keep the sexual tension down. Well, I guess it's okay to kiss you if it's part of some kind of role play. So yeah, that sounds like a plan. A fun plan. Maybe we can do a dry run of the girlfriend experience thing tonight. After we've eaten and finished unpacking. With a safe word. Just in case it gets too out of control with the lovey-dovey emotional stuff. We'll figure out the details later. One thing is for sure, though. This is going to be one hell of a year together as roommates. Well, at least as long as neither of us screw it up by falling in love with the other. By which I mean you, because I'm one stone-cold bitch. It's just my pussy that's soft and warm. No guy could melt this heart. Since I know how competitive you are, you're more than welcome to try. In fact, let's make a bet out of it. The first one to make the other fall in love with them wins. If I win, I get to keep the master bedroom as long as we live here. If you win, then you get the master bedroom. Well, and if we tie, well, I guess then we just end up sharing it.